It's time for the entertainment news. Thanks for stopping back by at 6:21 on a Wednesday. All right, Channing Tatum recently came out not too long ago and admitted that he was a high-functioning alcoholic. And apparently, he's been that way for a while. Channing Tatum came out in an interview and said that he and Shia LaBeouf acted like a bunch of idiots while they were bonding in 2006 for a film they were doing, A Guide to Recognizing Your Saints. The director apparently said, you guys need to know each other and be buddy-buddy on film or so forth, so go out and become friends. So they did. They went out, they got hammered, and Shia LaBeouf in an interview said, yeah, we went in and we went to this bookstore, we kicked in the window, stole some Spider-Man bookmarks, and then ran off. And he said Channing Tatum took the lead on this. Well, Tatum's reps called the story, oh, no, that's inaccurate, that's not what happened, blah, blah, blah. Well, now Tatum, in an interview, says, yeah, a lot of that story is pretty much true. He didn't say anything about stealing Spider-Man bookmarks, but he said a lot of the other stuff was too, being drunk, hanging out, kicking in the window, etc. Now, that's guys with popularity, cash, etc., acting like an idiot. Look on the flip side. A lady who sat next to Emma Watson when she graduated from Brown University in Rhode Island this past weekend looked a little older than the other grads, and that's because she was not a grad. She was Emma's security guard, but she was incognito in the very cap and gown for graduating class. And it's sad that Emma Watson had to have a security guard at her graduation. But the cool thing is, the star of the Harry Potter flicks and so forth, she decided to get her education. I'm proud of her. After the ceremony, the woman took off her disguise and revealed her, well, I guess you could call it utility belt, badge and a walkie-talkie, a mace and some other holsters that I'm sure had some wonderful, interesting weaponry. So there it is. Now, Bill Murray has a reputation. I like Bill Murray. I mean, I agree with his politics, right? But I like his attitude toward life. Bill Murray, I think, is just a very interesting man. And I think he loves life. He has a reputation for going to, I don't know, small town USA, if he's going through playing golf or whatever he happens to do, stopping in at a local watering hole, going behind the bar, kind of taking over. And he'll serve all of the patrons whatever it is he feels like drinking. Hey, can I get a beer? That's right, a Chevis on the rocks for you. I'd like a margarita. Okay, Chevis on the rocks for you too. And of course, he picks up the tab for all of this. Well, he was at it again. Bill Murray apparently crashed a bachelor party at a steakhouse in South Carolina over the weekend, and he gave this advice on how to find out if you're with the right person. Take that person and travel around the world. And when you come back, when you land, if you're still in love with that person, get married at the airport. Don't waste another minute. Interesting. You know what? It's really interesting advice. A real good friend of mine said, you test friendships by going on a long vacation, roommating, you know, living with somebody, or loaning them money. That's how you find out whether or not they are really good friends. And there's a lot to it. So, however, Bill, just one little tiny bit, not all of us have the ability to take off for a month or a couple weeks and travel around the world. I know. How disappointing is that? All right, good news and bad news to wrap out the entertainment segment. We'll start with, what do you want first, the good news or the bad news? Bad news? Okay, here's the bad news. In an obvious attempt to cut into Discovery Channel's Shark Week hype, Sci-Fi, you know, the science fiction channel, SYFY, they've announced that they're going to be doing, yes, that's right, Sharknado Week, and it will include the premiere of Sharknado 2, the second one. I'm not making up the title. That's it. Sharknado 2, the second one. Sci-Fi Sharknado Week will run from July 26th through August 2nd and feature programming based on, quote, the greatest moments in shark film history. Sharknado Serious than Serious, I think. They're also going to be showing Mega Shark versus Mecha Shark, Sharkmania, the top 15 biggest, baddest, bloodiest bites, and Sharktopus versus Terracuda. all wonderful films, I'm sure. Sharknado Week, however, will not overlap with Disney's Shark Week, which begins August 10th. Mmm, love it. Now, don't you, I think the Discovery Channel is probably going to be stoked about this because it's going to bring even more people awareness of Shark Week. All right, so here's the other bit of news. Remember the song Hippie Hippie Shake? Gosh, it's 50 years after the Beatles put it out. There is a fight over who gets to keep some of the royalties. What royalties, you ask? This song, in the last six months alone of 2013, earned $5,300 and change. Universal Music, which owns the rights to the song, says that the song will probably make at least another 20 grand in the future. And yes, there's a whole bunch of people that are fighting over who gets the rights to the music. Well, the music company has turned all the claims over to a judge and said, here, we don't want to mess with it. You figure it out. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Lots more coming your way right after this.
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.